Defenestrate Media and The Left Show present Batshit Crazy with Jason Williams. A weekly look at the most outrageous, wacky, backwards, twisted, and goofy political news of the week you thought you'd left behind. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your pseudo-celebrity commentator, Jason Williams.
Well, the dust is finally settling on the congressional map and the redistricting process here in Utah. Lawmakers over a six-month-plus, very open, very public campaign across the state seeking public input on the maps, finally, in the end, just could not help themselves. House Republicans closing their doors to the public for nine-plus hours and emerging finally with a map that looked nothing like one anyone had seen so far, although they wanted to call it a publicly based map. The original drafter of the Garber map, supposedly the foundation of the final congressional map, asked them to stop using his name on the map because he said only the borders of Utah are similar with his map. Republicans, of course, launching the I Drew the Map campaign, funneling this moneyed grassroots campaign through the secretary of the Utah County Republican Party's One Utah PAC. The campaign crashing and burning within 24 hours. Nobody bought it, unfortunately for them. John Dougal over the weekend saying Democrats are hypocrites for calling their caucuses open, because one time when he was skipping his party's closed caucus, he was asked to leave the Democrats' open caucus. Yeah, so I'll throw this out there for everyone to consider. On October 17th, when I was down there watching the redistricting process, I was able to sit and watch one party caucus in front of my own eyes and hear everything that was said. I'll give you a hint on which party it was. It wasn't the Republicans. That's Batshit Crazy, and I'm Jason Williams.